Brad, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Well, it's good afternoon from Los Angeles. Good morning, boys. How are we?
Oh, very well. How lucky are you in LA, heading into summer in the States?
Yes.
Pup.
Get me over there. Get me over there.
It's always special over here, and it's lovely. Weather's not as good as I was hoping, but hey, the NBA finals are on. Who could be happier? What a fantastic week it's been.
$1.28 Denver for game one today. Miami, $3.80. The line is nine with Tab. Denver, the minus. Fascinating series, isn't it? Considering, well, where Miami's come from and Denver with history staring them in the face and this unbelievable talent they have in Nikola Jokic. So how does this play out? Stylistically, how does this play out, Brad?
Look, I mean, you look at both teams, and my gut feeling, and don't know, I think Miami are a huge chance to get game one. And the reason I say that, they've just come off a tough seven-game series. Denver, they've just been sitting in Denver waiting 8 days. It's the worst thing that can happen to a team, especially in an NBA that's been momentum and everything that's going, and they play, you know, day in, day out, and then to have that break. There's nothing like playing games. Miami are a real shot here. They're hard and they're ready. Do I think they can win the series? Oh, man, look, you can't go against Miami, but no, I will because Denver is so good. I think they'll win it. But today, Miami have a real big shot.
Brad, what about the year both these two teams have had? Would anybody have picked this?
Clarkie, great question. I mean, Miami, not a chance. I mean, they were the play-in, you know. Not only that, look who they've had to beat to get there, you know. Like, they beat the Bucks, they beat Boston, they're up 3-0. Then they lose three in a row, go home to Boston and do them by 20. So
amazing.
It's just like, you know, Miami have been phenomenal. Their culture is great with the coach, Spo, and what Pat Riley have been able to do. You know, on the back of Jimmy Buckets, he's been awesome. But Denver, well, they've been a quality side for a while, and this year they've stepped up. The Jokers, without a doubt, the you know, unbelievable. But for me, they still just have to stay with their perimeter and role players. That's the one who's been doing it really well for them. And if they can continue that, Murray has been outstanding. I think he averaged over 30 against the Lakers. If he can do that again, I can't see how Miami can get him.
Okay, so series correct score then. So in how many?
That's a great question. Look, I think for what we're going against, I do think I'm going to go Denver 4-2.
Yep.
I think that's what we're going to go. But I hope those two greatest words in American sport can happen. Game 7. That's what we want. We want this to go to 7 because that's what it deserves.
And if you're tipping Denver then to win, obviously the Joker to get the MVP.
Yeah, I think it's just so hard. I mean, you know, Jamal Murray played so well in that season, a series against Lakers. But then you look at, you know, like the Joker and you see, like, he's had triple-doubles three games or whatever it was. He's just a freak. You just can't. It's like, you know, when Jordan played, like, as good as everyone will be, he's the man. He's going to, if they're going to win, it's going to go through that guy. And he does deserve MVP if they get it.
As far as the coaching contest is concerned, Eric Spoelstra of the Heat and Michael Malone of Denver. I mean, Spoelstra, you know, probably early days got, not criticised, but he had LeBron and he had Heatles with Bosh and Wade as well. But he's well regarded as close to the best coach in the NBA, isn't he, these days, Brad?
No, 100%. Look at the coaches at the moment. This is a merry-go-round. I mean, so I think six coaches have got sacked and a lot of those were teams that went deep in the playoffs. Yeah, look, Coach Spo has been amazing, what he's been able to do. I love, you know, as a purist of basketball, I just love what he's done. They've got three or four undrafted players now. For our listeners that don't really know the NBL that well, sorry, the NBA, to have undrafted players to be able to play at the level they're playing at is quite unheard of. It's usually the top draft players that go through and do this. Be able to have, you know, Jimmy Butler is outstanding, but then a lot of these role players that are playing amazing, these guys are undrafted now. The money they're on, you know, $1 and $2 million and $3 million and $5 million is great money, but it's low for basketballers. You know, you got, you know, other players on 40 and 50 million. So what the Heat have been able to do, and that's where you get back with Coach Spo, how he's been able to get these guys, A, to buy in and play in the environment they're playing in. He's a phenomenal coach. He really is.
What about some of these other franchises have picked up new coaches, the 76ers and the Pistons? What are have they done a good job there?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, for the 76ers to pick up Nick Nurse is a great great signing. Bit of an Australian content there because we had Trevor Gleeson, who was with Perth Wildcats. He was the assistant at Toronto. So Coach Nurse was at Toronto. He's now gone to Philly. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Trevor there. And I see Detroit picked up the old Phoenix coach on something like a six-year deal for $78 million. Like, that is unheard of in coaching. That is just a phenomenal signing.
Jeez. Okay, the Boston Celtics, one of the more bizarre seasons you'll see. And I'll just read as well here on ESPN, Brad, that they're going to bring back their much maligned coach, Joe Mazzulla, who looks like, well, it looks like at some stages of that Eastern Conference Finals that some of those senior players were coaching that side.
Unbelievable. This thing's a train wreck. And as a Lakers fan, oh, just picture me eating the popcorn. It was fantastic, wasn't it? Yeah, look, not surprising that you know, there was a bit of an issue in the offseason. So he went. Not shocked that he'll come back, but I'm more interested to see what the players do. You know, there's talk that some players may want out. Brown, there was talk he wasn't happy, but these guys are all locked up. So there's some real soul searching that club's got to do. You know, they made the NBA Finals last year. They've lost. Really, they were terrible in that game three where they were 2-0 down and then lost by an absolute bucket load. That was just terrible for them to be able to do that. So for me, I couldn't be happier with what's happening to Boston, but we'll see what happens over time.
I see that Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, they are very unlikely to be friends again. Scottie's even sort of retracting his greatest ever. Which goes against what he said previously. I mean, that's pretty unfortunate, isn't it, to see two legends look like that they've had a complete falling out.
Yeah, emotions do that, isn't it? I mean, I hate saying that, and that's just, unfortunately, it's life with what can happen. But look, those two, one would argue they couldn't be where they are without each other. And Michael's come out and said that before. I couldn't win six championships if I didn't have Scottie, and Scottie wouldn't have done what he did if he didn't have Michael. So I think it's a real shame. I mean, Michael Jordan's the greatest ever player to lace up boots. Scottie Pippen, you know, one of the top NBA players. So it is a real shame is what's going on there. Let's hope they can sort that out.
Locally, some financial challenges in the WNBL, Brad.
Yeah, it's a shame. Not surprising a little bit with everything that's going on in the world. You know, costs go up and expenses are high and income is hard. So the WNBL has had troubles for a few years. I just hope these clubs can hang around long enough to be able to get going. This happened to the NBL about, you know, 7 years ago until Larry Kesselman took over, and look at where we're at now. So let's hope something can happen with the WNBL. I really hope so.
And I saw some comments this week from Brian Gorgian that he feels there's a real chance Ben Simmons plays at the World Cup. So that's going to be one to monitor.
Oh, go those Boomers. It'll be awesome. And look, we've said it before, and I think Clarkie asked me one, you know, does it make a huge difference if Ben Simmons plays? They can win a medal without him, and we've said that before. But we're better if Ben Simmons is in that team. And whether he plays limited minutes or a lot of minutes, having him in that team would be huge. And I, for one, am just so hopeful he'll be there. We saw what Philly did to that kid. You know, they blamed him for everything. And look at that train wreck now. So let's hope that they can get Ben Simmons back in that Boomer singlet, because that's what I want to see.
Well, go those Nuggets as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, God, it's good. I'll tell you what, over here in Italy, it's just, you know, it's finals fever. I mean, I just wish the Lakers were in it. That would have been amazing. But in saying that, it's so much fun being over here. And, yeah, like you said, go those Nuggets.